Those are launch codes. Joshua's trying to find the right code so he can launch the missiles himself.
Triggering process initiated.
You're all going to die down here.
Why, you've been putting it on wrong the whole time?
No, I don't even know. I wasn't even checking.
Yeah, so I completely forgot we were doing the G.I. Joe thing. Let's see if I can get this to play.
No, the first one.
I did click the first one. And now we got to wait for it to load.
Now, see, this is something we should have done. This is called pre-prep, you know?
Yeah. No, I was too busy watching David Letterman and Jerry Seinfeld. In the meantime, in case this doesn't come up, I don't know. I thought we'd take a look at the upcoming remakes.
126 movie remakes and reboots currently in the works.
How many remakes have you actually liked?
I can't think of one.
I'm sure there was probably at least a couple.
I'm sure there was some that I didn't even realize. Like the Total Recall redo.
Yeah.
Sucked.
Oh, yeah.
But I did like Kate Beckinsale and Justin Timberlake. I forget her name. Jessica Biel in that.
You were about to say Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake's wife.
Oh, I have no idea who he's
married. Yeah, they're married.
Okay. Oh, looks like this is going to play.
Oh, but shit. Here we go.
Yo, right. Joe!
G.I. Joe. Yeah, there you go. Lower it a little bit. G.I. Joe episode 1. Apparently it's part 1. So that I guess it was a double episode, the first one.
The twins were in the first episode?
I didn't even know there were twins.
Zaymot and Samos or whatever. Zaymot, Jesus. Destro's just being passed around like a bitch.
I can't believe you remember any of this.
Well, I know Destro was from, he was in the movie. Raymond Calitri.
Speaking of which, the G.I. Joe remakes or movies, what did you think?
The first one was kind of goofy. I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when they made the Baroness, she started out a bad person and came good. I'm like, oh, come on. Just, like, commit. You know?
There we go.
Okay, how does this start? I don't even remember this at all.
Oh, I don't remember any of it. I just remember the
what is this, like Nazi? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Cobra. Cobra was basically the Nazis.
Ew. Ew, was that...
Oh, Joe, what?
Was that Cobra Commander's voice? Like...
Oh, I think that was just one of the soldiers.
No, that was Cobra Commander because he had the silver face. And, like, I remember Cobra Commander having the same voice as Starscream.
I like how they're shooting at each other and hitting nothing. Oh, but the guy with the spear takes out a Jeep.
A wooden spear makes a whole
Jeep flip. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The voices are so goofy sounding.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, okay.
He just went through a brick wall.
It's a movie.
Oh,
yeah.
For my lawyers about this, I'll okay. sue. Myron, I'm sorry. Honestly, I cut.
Wait a minute.
No. What? It's all wrong. It's all phony. Well, of course it's phony. It's a movie.
My the fuck is going on?
Do we got the right show?
Well, it's obviously G.I. Joe, but this can't be the first episode. Oh, who gives a shit? Because I remember this one where they make a movie.
A Real American Hero Part 1. Cobra. Oh, okay. The Cobra Strikes?
Because this one has Shipwreck in it. So, I know Shipwreck didn't come in until like...
So is this... Alright.
Who cares?
Who cares? We're just going to watch it?
Yeah. Okay, see, that's Cobra's commander's voice.
The Captured Firebat is at Miracle Motion Picture Studios.
What?
Oh, I never realized how goofy Destro's voice is. He's got a lisp.
He does got a lisp.
Don't blame me.
Your elite troops allowed the plane to be captured. I recommend the plane be destroyed immediately.
So you can sell us a new one? Ha! It costs $15 million to build that homing device. It would be cheaper to steal the Firebat back. We'll use the ultra-secure frequency.
I like how our podcast is basically just going to be like the audio of the shows that we watch. Yeah, that's because we just stare at the screen.
I mean, wait, the screen just blew up?
No, they just cut to them.
Buzzer, the vault!
Yeah, see, these are the dreadnoughts. They, well, whatever. Okay, a chainsaw can cut through a safe, no problem. Okay. That was like 3 feet of concrete and a chainsaw just cut through it like it was paper.
Yeah. Oh, look at this, they got Skype.
Hey, the G.I. Joe was the future, man.
Yeah, this is the 80s.
Drop it!
Drop it?
Drop it.
We've got a better offer. Oh. We're going to make a movie.
So why don't you just keep taking the money? You're already committed to taking the money. Just keep taking the money. And it, like, he doesn't have to be done right now. Oh.
They kept a couple of sacks in the truck. Okay, so, yeah. I guess we get the idea. We're trying to see how goofy it is. So,
I guess so far it's kind of goofy, but not too goofy. Oh, look at that cleavage on this bitch. Holy shit.
Hi, Marty Goldblatt, producer of the G.I. Joe.
Oh, don't tell me this one doesn't have Lady J in it.
I don't even know who Lady J is.
I guess I expected more in the way of spit and punch.
So that's Scarlet.
You know what I mean? Yeah, well, Duke wanted all the oddballs out of his hair for
now,
a
do you remember
weeks.
This stuff from back then, or have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen this in ages.
Like, since
I just,
the 80s?
I know that shipwreck. I don't remember everybody's names, though. I remember, like,
the fact that you know any of them.
The characters stand out. Like,
I was struggling for Cobra Commander's name, for Christ's sake.
We're way behind schedule. In fact, we're going directly to our desert location.
Oh, I don't remember Shipwreck's voice being so...
Really,
I'm forgetting the ninja guy's name. What's the ninja guy's name?
Snake Eyes?
Oh, Snake Eyes. Sorry, okay. Yeah, he was like the only cool character in my opinion.
What? Fucking Storm Shadow was badass. Well, I think maybe I remember him because in the movies, he was badass. What?
Was that Snake Eyes' brother? Who was that?
He was, I know he was his brother. No, he wasn't even in his brother in the movie. He was,
related somehow, like adopted something.
I don't know. I don't think they were related in any way in the cartoon.
Oh, but in the movie, they made him like an adopted brother or something.
Yeah.
Marty, what is a smoke shifter anyway?
These were the jokes, folks.
I like how Zartan has like this crazy voice, no modulator or something.
That's right. He just comes with echo. He's standing outdoors. His voice is echoing.
Just because you look like Zartan doesn't mean you gotta think like him.
Oh, this is an actor?
It's supposed to be an actor, but...
But it's really him.
It's really him. I guess the... You know, we're not even paying attention to the plot at all. Because it's just... Who gives a fuck?
Buster, I'm not letting some play actor put down my unit and its gear. Then prove it's better.
Like, how would you not know that's him? The voice is like...
It's booming.
Seriously. The guy looks like him, like...
White light getting in range. We better get back to the set.
Ew. Ew, are they Joe's riding bitch? Dude, anybody knows that if you're going to race, you don't add some... And he's
Wait,
riding
he's
with,
got a sidecar.
He's got a sidecar, too.
He's got a sidecar, but he prefers to hang on to the guy's hips while he rides.
And if you're having a race, you don't have somebody else in the back. That's just added weight.
It's...
Oh, he finally put two and two together. Dun dun dun.
So when was the original? Because this was this movie.
I think this
thing
is the same. 83.
So the so was it 81?
Okay. Here we go. This 120-pound girl is taking on like 300-pound dudes, flipping them over her.
Okay. She's a superhero.
I'm about to report a riot.
badass biker dude calling the cops.
Shipwreck trotting off, sure, but I wouldn't have thought it a dusty and recondo.
All right, quiet on the set.
See, now we were glued to the screen when we watched this stuff as kids. No.
River, you take care of the last two jokes. I'll plant some explosives and rip this place apart.
I don't think I ever noticed that voice. Like, until you mentioned it, I did not notice that.
Oh, here we go with the chainsaw gun. And cuts through. I mean, I know it's wood, but,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look out.
Somebody's going to rescue them. Nobody ever dies, right?
No.
It's like the A-team.
Like, they would be flying in jets. Mm-hmm. And the jets would get would blow up. And you just see, like, at the last minute, parachute. The guys jump out and parachute out.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You just see. That's all you saw. So they have, like, 20 jets in the air and just 20 dudes just, like, jumping out of parachutes.
But that's why they never stopped Cobra.
Seriously.
Cobra's just like, all right, well, if you're not going to kill us, we're just going to keep trying. Now, what we need to do in comparison, you're going to hate this idea.
All right, here we go.
We need to find like a popular cartoon of today that the kids watch.
Yeah, but like what?
I don't know.
Because there are some cartoons that I watch today that are like awesome.
Yeah.
Like Gumball.
Like what's on Saturday mornings for kids now? Today?
I don't think they have any.
They don't have Saturday.
I think they got rid of them. I'm pretty sure they got rid of them because why?
And put what?
We've got
educational.
No, regular. No. They might. I think they have some, but like I know
Netflix.
I know channel. I don't. I think channel 4 and 7 don't even bother. And I could be completely wrong, but I know. Remember one time I was up early Saturday morning, and I'm like, oh, let's see what kind of Saturday morning cartoons they have. And I was watching the fucking news, like 4 and 7 had news, and I think 2 had some like completely goofy cartoon that was just completely silly.
Yeah, yeah. We must have gotten the
long shot. Like everything's on Cartoon Network.
Well, plus kids today can watch whatever they want, whenever they want. I can't even imagine what that's like. Like when I was a kid, you're stuck on with whatever.
Seriously.
Whatever they decided to.
And once 5 o'clock came, cartoons were over.
Yeah.
It seemed like from I used to get home at 2:30.
Yeah.
So from 2:30 to 5, there were cartoons. Once 5 o'clock hit, no cartoons. Everything was like real pro. And it's like fuckers.
You know,
and they would, like, if they were introduced a new cartoon, I figured, oh, yeah, they're going to add more. No, they would replace something else. I'm like, God damn it.
You know what else is gone? Gone are the days of the softcore porno. Do you remember when you were a kid?
No.
What?
I never...
You never went to the video store with your friends and picked up a rated R movie that was strictly tits and ass. That's all the movie was about.
No.
Like Porky's or anything.
No. It was full-fledged porn or...
Where'd you get full-fledged porn as a kid?
Actually, where did I get the first one? I don't remember how I got it. Either I don't remember how I got it. We had a code for it. We would... Because... Yeah. Because the porn would be the first time I somehow got hold of the first porn. I'm trying to think how I got hold of it. I don't remember how I got hold of it. But to keep it hidden, I put it in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 cover because it was VHS.
Yeah.
And somehow it got around that it basically came down to, oh, let's watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was the code for let's watch porn.
And it was just the one porno video that you had?
No, I would keep replacing sleeves. I think I got the first one, and then somebody got another, and we just traded it.
But how did you get them?
I can't remember. I only had the one.
Okay.
I don't remember how I got it. Either I can't remember how I got it, but I know I wasn't there when other people got theirs.
Yeah.
We just swapped them and whatnot.
I don't even know how the hell you did that. All I remember was me and my friends would go because the video stores were, you know what, let's shut this off. Do you want to watch it or do you want to just...
It's not goofy, but it's like, eh. So I think because it's not the first one, it did... This doesn't seem like to be an introduction to... You know how, like, the first episode is always the introduction to the Joes?
All right.
That's why it's always best to watch the first one. But this is no way.
First episode. I'll see if I can click around and find it. But at the same time, me and my friends would go. Back then, there was no Blockbuster, right? It was the mom and pop video stores and all that stuff. And
they had the special porno section.
Well, some of them did, but the ones I went to didn't on Staten Island. We were stuck with the softcore porno stuff. So whatever you can find, I think the first one that I can remember is, it was something Cheerleaders Revenge or something. I forget. But, and we'd go rent the, and of course, the kid behind the counter doesn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. He'll give a group of kids. Like, this is before junior high. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like I remember this was before junior high. I was renting that. And I also remember, I think the kid's name was Mike. We were at his house. We got this cheerleader thing or whatever, which was all tits and ass. There was like nothing to the movie. It was like every other scene was tits and ass. That's it. Like, I don't even remember if there was a story. It wasn't a comedy. It wasn't a drama. It wasn't anything. I remember watching it at his house and his mother coming home early.
No.
Well, I was shocked because my mom would have flipped the fuck out. And she came in, she took one look at the TV, and she just walked into the kitchen. That was it.
You mean boys were acting like boys and wanting to look at naked women? Oh, my God, the horror!
Well, we just, like, and we looked at him, and he's just staring at the TV, and we're like, what the fuck's going on? This was alien to us. Your mom is supposed to flip out.
I know.
We're expected to get,
My mom didn't hit. My uncle had Playboys in his... In my cousin's attic.
Okay.
So me and my cousin went up into the attic, and he's like, check these out. I'm like, holy shit. Me, we were like, we were 10, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess because my aunt was a neat freak, like everything was in its place and blah, blah, blah. And she somehow figured out that we went up in the attic and look at the Playboys. And she was like, it's disgusting, blah, 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 blah. And my mom's just like, but they're boys.
Well, that was her reaction, because I remember on the way out of this kid's house, like we turned it off. Like at that point, we were like,
it got uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable. Like, it was uncomfortable. Wow. She's in the kitchen.
Dude. Oh, hold on. We're hold in the on, living hold on, room. Hold on.
What?
You bring up uncomfortableness.
Oh, boy.
You ever watch like a normal movie that you knew nothing about with your parents?
Oh,
and all of a sudden,
Oh, my God.
It's like, fuck.
Immediately, all eyes would go to your mom. Like, even your father would all.
I forget what movie. I think it was the Puppet Master 1, 2, or 3.
Uh-huh.
And my friend liked the first one.
Yeah.
But there was no sex in the first one. I mean, I don't think so. So we rented the third one, and my mom's like, ooh, can I watch it with you? We're like, yeah, sure, no problem. And we're watching it, and all of a sudden you see a girl like riding the dude, and she's making, and the puppet was like spitting out slugs and putting on the guy or the girl, and you hear the puppet going, ooh, ooh. Me and my friend, I'm just like, fuck.
Oh my God. Even like comedies and shit. Like, even when I was older, like I'd watch a movie with my parents or something, and it still got fucking uncomfortable.
Oh. I only watch animated movies with my mom, Moana,
Disney and movies.
Yes, Disney movies,
yep, Disney,
the Troll movie,
yep.
anything that I even if it says mild nudity, nope.
I've seen so many Disney movies, Disney animated shit, and Disney romantic comedy stuff. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we had to watch at over the holidays and stuff, because we could not sit. I remember we made the mistake once of renting Something About Mary.
Oh, no.
Yes. The scene with the cum on his ear, and he pretends it's hair gel, and she puts hair.
Yes.
And she's sitting at the restaurant. And there's just this sour puss on my mom's face the entire time. And I'm just sitting there going,
because she's the religious one, right?
She is. And
sex
is evil.
And it's evil sex. It's disgusting. And nobody should ever have sex. And it should never happen.
No, sex is hilarious. And it's that scene, if That's the first time I've seen that movie. Obviously, I wouldn't have tried to watch it with my mom had I known.
I don't believe you.
But all I'm thinking at that time is this would be fucking hilarious.
I know.
If she wasn't here, I would be on the fucking floor right now.
But that's when you know if you ever, like, I've never been with a girl that would see something like that and laugh. Like, I've never.
Oh, really?
Seriously, every girl I've ever been with, I'd be like, oh, that's disgusting. I can't believe we're watching it. This is so stupid.
No, see, I never had.
Holy shit. That's when you know. Just leave. Just leave the relationship.
Yeah.
That's the true test of whether to be with a girl or not. Take it to like a raunchy comedy, like, or put it on something like Knocked Up or something just completely sex raunchy, just awful, and they're getting like, you know, just leave.
Yeah.
Just get out while you can.
Yeah, what's that Kevin Smith one? Mary and something make a porno? I forget.
Zach and Mary make a porno. Yeah, something like that.
Take them to that.
Yes. Yeah. those are the perfect date movies, because if she can't sit through that, oh, don't even. Like, I'll never forget the, I was over at my cousin's house and we're watching Black Christmas. Mm. Now there was nudity, but there was no sex in it. Okay. But the movie was so over the top, like it tried to be serious, like a serious horror film.
This is the David Boreanaz one, Black Christmas?
No, it's with Dawn. Dawn's in it from Buffy.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it's about. Who gives a shit? Anyway, it's about girls getting killed by who gives a fuck. So it's trying to be a serious horror film, but the deaths are coming off as they're coming off as like Final Destination deaths.
Oh, okay.
So I'm laughing my ass off at this shit because it's just so outlandish and so goofy, the deaths.
Yeah.
But they're trying to act really horrifying and scared. It's basically Final Destination with nothing but girls.
Yeah.
So my cousin's stepdaughter's like, I don't understand why this is funny. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand. And his wife is like, I don't understand either, honey. I just don't get it. I'm like, God damn it. It's like, I looked at my cousin like, I can't believe you married her. But hey, your soul, man.
Meanwhile, if she wasn't there, he would have enjoyed the fuck out of it.
He didn't say a word. He was just sitting there because he knew. I know he knew. He knew. It's just like, just
see, I don't know. It, like,
I could never live like that, where you can't laugh at anything.
All the
like,
girls that I've dated, I've never had that. Never had that. Never had to worry about what we're going to watch. Like,
or especially the ones that get mad at what you say. Like, you have to speak a certain way. Like, why do you have to curse so much? I'm like, oh, fuck. Just get out. Just leave. The relationship's over.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, I got to do that at work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that with, I don't give a shit how good the pussy is. I don't care if you got a fucking cape on your cooch. I'm not walking in eggshells around a girl. Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never had that. And I can only imagine that it's only because the chicks just didn't say anything. Like, they probably didn't like some of the stuff. Like, you go to see an action movie, they probably weren't enjoying the action movie. But fuck, I had to sit and watch the romantic comedy shit. You know what I mean? I had to go to that too. So, you know, if I'm stuck doing that, you should be stuck watching the action movie.
Whatever.
Otherwise, we'll just go to the theater. You go into one fucking theater, watch your shit, and I'll go to fucking some, you know, Wesley Snipes, Sylvester Stallone, something or another. I don't know. Speaking of which, instead of this G.I. Joe thing, because I don't know. I'm getting bored with this stuff. I wanted to look at the remakes.
Oh, that's what I meant to bring up. Remember that thing that I was talking about with the Mercedes commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Mercedes commercials. Have you seen those Mercedes commercials?
No. You've
never seen one. Anyway, so it's your typical car commercial, except with Mercedes.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a Mercedes. Like, what? Who's going to, like...
Yeah.
Who's like, I would never buy a Mercedes. Even if I had a gajillion dollars, I would never buy a Mercedes because I'm just not into, to me, they're just overpriced Volkswagens.
Okay.
Like Lexus, you know, everybody's like, oh, I got a Lexus. No, you bought a Toyota. No, but it's it's high class and they're luxury. It's a fucking Toyota.
Yeah.
Calm down. Same thing. To me, that's the same thing with Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out that Mercedes don't put those commercials to get people like you or me or anybody, like, that they're not made to entice people to buy cars.
Okay, what are they made?
They're made to make people feel good who already bought a Mercedes, to make them branding. Feel good about having bought a Mercedes, so that way the next time that they go to buy a car, they'll buy a Mercedes. And I'm like, okay. So my epiphany was, I'm thinking, it's like, how come they never have shows that show how awesome it is to be single? All you ever see are fucking shows that how awesome it is to be married and have kids. You know, even Married with Children, which supposedly is like anti-marriage, he still stayed with the bitch for the whole fucking season. Mm-hmm. At the end, they're all, oh, I love you, baby, and blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. But you never see a show, like, I've been in relationships, and most of them are, at times, in the beginning, they're good, and then they just go to fucking hell.
There is an exception, though. The single chick TV show. That's a thing.
Fuck. That doesn't count.
No, okay, that's a thing. I don't want to hear that shit. She's going on all these dates and different guys coming in and out. Like, Sex in the City was all about single women.
I never watched that show. Well, but that was more about her. But in the end, didn't she marry some dude?
I have no idea. Why would I know that?
You're the one that brought it up. I'm just saying. But that's for women. I'm talking about for guys. It's like, you never see a show where it's just like, he can just chill and relax and hang out, and how awesome it is just to, like, be able to fucking come home. It's always, gotta get married. You know, it's happy to be married. And the dawn of me is like, holy shit.
It's annoying me right now that I can't think of one. Is there one that we're not thinking of? I mean,
I can't think of one. It seems like all these shows are specifically...
The Odd Couple.
All these shows are specifically to make dudes feel good about making the decision of getting married. Kids.
With two divorced guys and how miserable they are that they're divorced.
What was that?
The Odd Couple.
I barely remember The Odd Couple.
Well, so I mean, that was the whole...
But then again, that was how many years ago? I'm talking about, like, shows now.
Yeah.
You know, like, every comedy is always about... family, and I keep hearing about shit.
Two and a half men were single dudes. Charlie Sheen was, you know, they were.
Yeah, and didn't they shit all over him, his character on the show? Wasn't the other guy always trying to, like, get in a relationship with a girl?
That's true. Yeah, the other guy was kind of the effeminate whatever, and Charlie Sheen was basically Charlie Sheen in that movie.
Okay, that's like one show, and it was barely a show.
What do you mean barely a show? It lasted like 8 years.
No, I mean it's barely, but it was it, what was it on?
I have no idea.
Was it on some like goofy channel or something?
It was on a network.
Okay. But that was one show out of how many? It just seems like Modern Family is always about the typical let's be.
So you just want a show about a guy sitting in his house playing video games? Like, how would you make that show?
Very fucking easy. Just fucking just chilling. Just like any show about whatever.
That celebrates.
Well, that's why I don't watch TV, asshole.
The show will celebrate the guy being single. People call him up and he just goes, go fuck yourself, hangs up, and goes right back to the video game. That's the whole show. I mean, there's a lot of movies, like, you know, the stoner movie stuff, the fuck is that dude's name? Come on, stoner movie. What's his name?
You got me.
Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah, like Zach and Mary make a porno. Yeah. They end up together. Like, what the fuck?
No. I'm talking about his stuff where it's basically just a group of guys that are...
knocked up. He fucking stays with the girl. Like, what?
Yeah. That's a romantic comedy, I guess. But I don't know. I mean,
and like even Deadpool. As much as I love Deadpool, we did it for the girl.
Okay. Deadpool was an awesome movie.
Yes, but still, I want to be better so I could be, like, you know, it was the worst one.
Yeah.
The worst one, even though the effects and the overall movie kind of sucked.
Yeah,
but I mean the effects of like the monsters and whatnot was pretty awesome with Spawn. I will do it for Wanda. I will do this for Wanda. Oh, and that brings me to fucking Superman 2.
Swamp Thing.
Superman 2. Yeah. I want to stop being Superman because I love her.
Lois.
Like, oh, there's no woman on this planet hot enough for me to give up being Superman for.
Not only that, how quick. I mean, it didn't take long in that movie for him to have to revert back for other reasons. But how long would it have taken for Lois Lane to go, I didn't want Clark Kent?
Here's the thing.
How long did she know him as Clark Kent and was not interested until she found that he was Superman?
Well, they flew to his Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How did they get back?
Yeah.
Did they walk? Or did he have like some kind of Kryptonian snow crawler or something?
I don't know. I have no idea. They flew back with the power of her vagina. I have no idea. Because straight after that, there was the scene of Lex Luthor having to take like a what do they call those snow track things? Anyway, to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they had to, I don't know.
Well, you know which one was really good? Blade. Like, Blade didn't do it for pussy. He's like, I'm going to kill me some motherfucking vampire. I was like, Blade's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Blade was good. Anyway, we'll bring this into it. So,
if Blade is one of these 126 movie remakes, okay. I will kick your TV.
126 remakes and reboots currently in the works is what we're looking at here. So, first of all, I hate remakes because why not just watch the fucking original?
I know there's one remake that they did really did love, but I can't for the life because I'm not looking at my DVD collection.
Yeah,
so well, we can probably look up
remakes of the past and pick out the ones we liked. But look, I mean,
I'll name one easily.
What?
I'll name it easily. I can't remember the name of it. Oh my fucking god! It was there.
All and right, now it's just it's with
Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie. Gone in 60 seconds.
Okay.
Well, have you seen the original?
I've never seen the original, no.
Remember that movie? Did you ever see Death Proof?
No.
Oh, fucking goddamn it, dude. You're killing me here. Anyway, there's a scene in Death Proof, and Quentin Tarantino is one of these people who love old movies. And there's a scene where they're talking about old gearhead movies, and they bring up Gone in 60 Seconds, and one of the girls is like, not that Angelina Jolie remake.
Yeah.
So I saw the Gone in 60 Seconds remake, and I liked it. I thought it was really good. It wasn't a great movie, but it was fun, and I enjoyed it. So I'm like, oh, if the original must be better, then it must be a great fucking movie. I watched it. What a load of horseshit.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If you can take a bad movie and make a good remake.
Dude, the only good thing about that movie.
Make a good remake.
The only good thing about that movie was the car stunts. But the whole acting, I was like, I didn't even know what the fuck was going on. I only knew what was going on because of what the original did. Because I knew of the original. If I watched this one first, I'm like, I have no fucking clue what the fuck is going on. But hey, the car stunts and the driving around was really fucking awesome.
The only time to remake a movie, in my opinion, really, if it was good in the first place, is for the technology. So that being said, they fucked up on Total Recall. I mean, the technology is there for the special effects and all that, but Total Recall was just, I don't know. Just don't remake anything Arnold Schwarzenegger did. Just leave it alone.
That's a gimme right there.
Including Conan. Including Conan.
Oh, my God. You saw that remake?
I did.
Oh, that was such horse
shit. I know. And it's fucking Conan the Barbarian.
How do you fuck that up? You can't fuck that up. And you found a way to fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So
here, scroll down. Let's see. Because I see Spawn.
Yeah.
Now, this Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. So they're showing Spawn at the top, but it's in the list on the bottom here. So, first of all, how do you make Ace Ventura without?
Like, who?
Okay. Well, is it going to be with Jim Carrey? Probably not, I would assume.
If it's with Jim Carrey, then it'll be a sequel. But
yeah,
the dude's like, didn't he give up on acting or something?
Whoever takes that role is committing career suicide.
No, he should just commit suicide for taking that role.
Because he made that movie. That script, that movie was horrible, except for Jim Carrey.
I truthfully hated both movies. The only part that made me laugh was the second part where he's coming after the guy and the guy holds up the white the white bat, and he's like, oh, get it away. Because I do that. I watched that movie in England, and nobody got any of the jokes.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't laughing either, because I'm like, this is kind of fucking goofy. But when that scene came up, I was laughing my ass off for like a good 5 minutes. And my sister's like, my dad's like, how's the movie? It's like, it was fine until Tom was the only one laughing throughout the whole movie.
you're like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear, just laughing his ass off at.
Oh, Cape Fear. That was a remake. That was actually pretty good.
Well, it's Robert De Niro. I mean, some of these I didn't even know were remakes. But anyway, so Ace Ventura, we're going to skip some of these because I don't actually fucking know what they are. I got to find a way to scroll.
Dude, do you have Akira?
I don't even know what Akira is.
Yeah, dude, man. Jesus. What the fuck is wrong with Akira? It's some Japanese anime. It's supposed to be really good. I never liked it. I never got it. Maybe I didn't have somebody translate it to me very well, but eh.
All right. Well, who gives a shit?
Aladdin? As what? Like, are they going to do that fucking live action horse shit?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, who's gonna play the genie? After Robin Williams did the genie, who the fuck are you going to get?
Which, by the way, Aladdin came out. We were a little older. I don't even know when it came out, but I actually liked the cartoon.
Aladdin was fucking... Aladdin? Lion King? Lion King was fucking amazing.
I can't go with you on the Lion King thing. But
what? Aladdin- oh, dude, we're fighting. Get the fuck...
Over Lion King?
How the fuck do you not like the Lion King? That shit was fucking amazing.
It was one of those movies I had to watch with my mom over the holidays.
And you know which one I actually did like too? I'll pull out my gay card for this one. Beauty and the Beast. I mean,
like the old Beauty and the Beast?
The original cartoon. I mean, I wasn't like, oh my God, that's so romantic.
With the teacups dancing and shit?
But it was funny. That's what it was. So there was one scene where the mob goes into the Beast's house and they try to attack him. And there's this one a woman that's an armed war.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's an armed war. Okay. Yeah.
He grabs him, puts one of the dudes in the armoire, and shoots him out. And he's wearing a dress. He just goes, and runs away. I was laughing my ass off for that scene. That was a great scene.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then the horny candlestick. Was fucking hilarious. That dude was fucking hilarious. He's like trying to get it on with the fucking, the feather stick that was a girl. He's like, and she's like, no. I was laughing my ass off.
Oh my God. I don't think I've seen that since
I was a kid. I saw American Werewolf in London.
Yes. Well, first of all,
okay, there was a remake.
Alienation. It wasn't a remake. It was an American Werewolf in Paris.
It's a fucking remake.
Wow.
If it didn't have the original guy.
Well, it was supposed to be a sequel, but yeah. So first of all, American Werewolf in London was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Leave it alone. What are you going to add to that?
Oh, dude.
All right, I'm just going to skip.
Well, Alienation, a prophet?
I don't know what a prophet is.
I don't even
know
what that fucking movie.
Oh, wait. What the hell is this?
Babysitting?
No idea. Anyway,
moving on. Oh, it's a massive hit.
So, Batman? Batman, we know. They're redoing with Ben Affleck, I guess, right?
What? I guess they're going to do The Batman, where it's just a standalone movie.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'll watch anything Batman. I don't care if it sucks. I mean, let's face it.
You know what's funny? Did you see the Justice League movie?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
I liked it.
Exactly.
I love it.
I thought it was fucking awesome.
Dude.
Like, there were some scenes that was kind of goofy, overall, it was fucking great.
When they brought Superman back to life... And they're fighting him. And Flash.
The Flash, yes. That scene was fucking awesome.
And he's holding the two. He's got Batman and in one hand. And he just turns his head.
And his eyes are like following him slowly. And you just see the Flash like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. You can see that dude is like, motherfucker. And then Superman's like trying to swing him. He's just like dodging.
I was like,
fuck, yeah.
I loved it. It just proved the point with Justice League to just send Superman in. Because they were struggling. First of all. The bad guy in it, was that Doomsday?
No, it was Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf, okay.
Which, I looked it up, the band came before this dude. Like, the band came out in 1970, and Steppenwolf was brought in 72.
Yeah, because I couldn't make out who he was. Like, I never heard of him. But anyway, But they were struggling with him the whole time because Superman had to go fly off and do something and then come back. But every time Superman came back, he just pounded him into the ground. I mean,
I like the Wonder Woman movie. It was all right, yeah, but really I wanted her more in a modern time. Like, I'm sick and tired of going in the past.
The period piece shit.
Yes, but when they brought her in and when she came into the when she saved the people in the bank, mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, that's Wonder Woman. Like, God damn it. Why did it take so long to get her to pull that shit off? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. See, everybody raved about the Wonder Woman movie. And like you said, it was all right. I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it, but it wasn't. They were making it like it was the greatest times. Movie. Yeah. Superheroine movie ever. I mean, technically it is because all the others sucked a dick. But compared to, like, other superhero movies, it was all right. But I loved it. I loved her in a.
What the fuck is that?
That's something on there. You get these fucking...
God damn it.
I guarantee you it's one of the some fucking... holy shit.
All right, I'm just going to turn the volume
Hold down. On.
What?
Hold on.
Wait, what?
I did not just see that.
What'd you just say?
When you scrolled somewhere, I thought I saw something that I'm about to ninja kick your TV.
Okay, hang on.
Did I just see...
By the way, this is my only TV, if you
did I me. Just fucking... Oh, my fucking God. I think I saw it again.
No, I just hit something. Oh, my God. Dude. There's porn. Oh, my God. Hang on. I just hit my favorites, and I brought up porn.
Okay. Did I just see Big Trouble in Little China?
Yes, you did. Big Trouble in Little... No, do not touch that TV.
Yes. How the fuck do you remake that movie?
I don't...
You can't. What? You can't. We need a terrorist... This is why terrorists hate us. You cannot do that. You can't do that.
Hate us.
How dare you? That's.
Yeah. So once again, just watch Big Trouble in Little China. It holds up.
Seriously.
You don't need. I've seen Big Trouble in Little China recently.
I have the DVD. It's a great fucking movie. Yeah,
so they're remaking it.
All they'll do is they'll just fuck it up. They'll completely fuck. Oh no! Here's what they'll
do. Who's gonna play Lopan?
No, here's what they'll do. Oh my God, the title character, they'll change it to a girl.
That was another thing I was going to bring up.
I guarantee you.
How many of these are going to be female lead characters?
I mean, I think Batman is safe. You know what's...
Probably. Unless he transitions.
And you know what's bullshit?
What?
I would love to see a Batgirl movie.
Oh, yeah.
So I would love to see... I don't, you know, don't make it Bruce Wayne or Bruciana Wayne. Just have it... Batgirl, Jeff Gordon's daughter, whatever her fucking name is. Just have a fucking Batgirl movie. Stand alone. Nothing to do with Batman. I understand. What is the big fucking deal?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. The birds. I don't care.
Now you saw the birds. Oh, my fucking God.
There's the one you mentioned earlier. Who's that?
Hold on. Scroll. No, go down. Go down. Go down. Because I want to see how they. Okay. According to Wesley Snipes, in rebooting Blade with... Okay, the conversation's been good according to Snipes, but we've heard little else, perhaps. So if not a movie, Snipes. He could reprise his role on Netflix. Listen.
Okay.
Fuck your mother. Why? Fuck her in her fucking twat.
Why?
If you fucking remake that movie without Wesley Snipes, you can't fucking do it.
I know.
I would love nothing more to have a fucking Blade show on Netflix. Like, extend that fucking shit.
So they did do one on Sci-Fi.
Did you watch it?
I did. And I know what you're going to say. It wasn't great and all that, but...
It wasn't even... it wasn't even bad. It was horrific.
Well, I liked it because it was Blade.
I watched one fucking scene. I'm like, this is fucking retarded.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty badly done and low budget and all that stuff, but it was fucking Blade, so I had to
No, Blade, but they're coming out with this Han Solo movie called Solo. I'm not watching it.
It's going to be like a young Solo?
Yeah, it's going to be a young Han Solo. It's not going to have Harrison Ford in it, which obviously because he's fucking old, but
it's going to be when he did the whatever and how many parsecs.
But there's some characters that just can't be played by other people.
I know.
Han Solo,
yep.
Indiana Jones. It can't be done. You can't do it. You just need to call it something else.
The Blob is another one that has already been remade like four times or some shit. But I don't think they'll fuck that one up.
Who gives a fuck? Oh,
shit! No fucking way!
Bloodsport. So no. They're remaking Bloodsport.
Come on, man.
And we're not we're not even at the. I mean, there's 126.
It seems like it's an alphabetical order.
I know, and we're not getting because we're complaining about each one of these. So I don't know if Jean-Claude Van Damme is going to be in it. I doubt it. And I'm not going to spend the time to read each one of these.
Blue Thunder,
whatever.
What the fuck is this? Car Wash?
Car Wash, yeah.
I've never...
It's a 1970-something movie. What?
The one beneath.
Oh, what?
Car Wash. Well, it can't be What About Bob because that would be W's. What is that? Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. Okay.
The Chronicles of Narnia?
Well, no, that's an advertisement. Oh, no, you're right.
It says Chronicles of Narnia? Wait. Is that not...
Yes, it is. Cliffhanger. Dude. They're redoing Cliffhanger.
What the f- dude,
they, now, they what can out. You add to Cliffhanger? It's a guy hanging off a cliff. I mean, yeah. So, anyway.
Ledge hanger. I don't know.
All right. So, Clue.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I remember Clue.
The Craft?
The Craft. They're remaking, which, fine. I mean, who cares? I mean,
it's not like a...
Creature from the Black Lagoon. Well,
okay.
Okay. It's okay. Black and white. It was a long time ago.
If they do it fucking awesome, you know? Like... Okay.
Fucking shit right now. All right,
relax.
Okay, so he's screaming because we're looking at they're redoing The Crow. And, of course, Brandon Lee is not going to be in it.
Did you see the sequel?
The second one? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the first one, okay, the second half got kind of off.
Yeah.
But still, it was fucking, you just can't.
I know. I agree. So The Crow, but
Wait, hold on.
What?
Was due to direct and Jason Momoa?
What?
You don't know who Jason Momoa is?
I have no idea.
He's the guy who played Aquaman.
Oh, okay. And so he's going to be The Crow?
I don't know. It's due to start shooting this month. However, Relativity, the studio producing it, just sold the rights to David Films, Highland Films, and so this will likely have been heavily delayed. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No.
All right. The Cube, which I don't mind if they remake The Cube.
Well, they did do a sequel.
Like four sequels.
Did they?
Yeah. There's a bunch of them. Each one worse than the next, but it's like one of those things you watch late night and you don't really care. I don't even know what Das Boot is.
Death Wish?
Okay.
I mean, it's just your typical revenge movie. I mean, if you watched... I mean, what more can you add to it? Guy goes on a rampage and starts killing people.
Yeah. And I actually probably wouldn't mind seeing it because I've seen Death Wish a number of times, so it's not like I'm going to watch it again. Death Wish, unfortunately, gets a little old and it is dated. Like, the bad guys are just freaking... You know what I mean? It's just some dude with a mohawk getting shot. So I don't know. That might be all right. It's probably going to be Jason Statham or something.
Probably. I mean, if you want to see Death Wish, remade Death Wish, just watch any one of his movies. It's pretty much it. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Don't Look Now. Dumbo. Just watch Dumbo. Okay. Why remake Dumbo?
Dune. All right. Dune. Now,
they did already remake Dune.
I was going to say, I've never watched it. I heard it's really good. Have you read the book? Like, I read the first book.
I played the video game.
There was a video game?
There was a video game. There's a PC game.
I read the book, and it's just so fucking...
It's weird.
Confusing.
It is. It depends on which version you watch. I actually kind of liked it, but I liked a lot of crappy shit, so I don't know. But a lot of people complained about Dune. This movie, Dungeons & Dragons, which...
You would think if you could just do the shit right, it would be good.
There's some of these that I agree with. Dungeons and Dragons is one of them because the fucking movie sucked.
I never saw it because it looked stupid. They need I could to tell it was stupid. That. The Entity.
Entity.
Now,
he's going to flip out again. Here he goes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Motherfucker.
Escape from New York.
We need to stop this. We need to this needs to be stopped.
No, you just need to control yourself.
You can't. How do you remake Escape from New York?
I don't know.
They'll just fuck it up. What's his name? The Batman director? What was that goofball?
Batman director.
The guy who made the first Batman with Michael Keaton, that moron. He remade Planet of the Apes, which was. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know what you mean, but I what the hell is his name? I don't remember anything.
Asshole. That was his name.
Anyway.
Big fucking shitty asshole.
Anyway, yeah, Escape from New York. Come on, how can you beat fucking Donald Pleasance on top of the wall shooting down with the Uzi? What was the line? I can't. Oh, I'm trying to remember the fucking line. The guy kept making him say it over and over. Anyway, I can't remember it. I used to be able to spout this shit out. I don't remember anything. We're
Every Which Way But Loose?
Every Which Way But Loose, Clint Eastwood and the Monkey. I have no idea.
I've never seen that. I'm not going to see that.
Oh, it's a good movie.
I will never watch a movie with that's based with an animal
okay.
in it. Especially a fucking monkey. Maybe a dog or a tiger or some crazy fucking or a dragon
Every
or something
Which
like
Way
that.
But Loose is basically a street fighting movie. It's just Clint Eastwood punching people in the face.
But what's
the monkey,
with the monkey?
People punching people in the face.
Okay, see.
So, but it's got.
You know which movie was awesome that did pretty much the same thing but did it better?
Mm-hmm.
Real Steel.
Real Steel. Dude. Yeah. That was a remake?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. Like, if you're just going to have a movie about dudes fighting people
Robots?
With a monkey fighting people.
What, I don't know. I didn't like Real Steel.
The Explorers. You know, if they do it fucking right, I can see that one.
Like The Explorers?
Yeah. Did you ever see that?
I did. I liked it.
That was a great movie.
It got a little weird at the end when they met the alien.
The giant
alien. It's like poop and ice cream and shit.
Wait, what? It was a poop and ice cream?
I might be confusing it with something else.
I was going to say.
But yeah, no, the kids find this device that creates a bubble and they can float through space and yada yada and they go to some planet.
No, they didn't find a device. I thought they made it. Didn't
okay.
they?
Okay.
I'm going to have to fucking watch that movie again.
Yeah, I know. I remember liking it. I haven't seen it since, you know, way back when.
Yeah, I know. Probably one of those
Fantastic
movies
Voyage,
back.
Which is basically...
I've never seen that.
I've never seen it either.
Didn't they...
Inner Space?
Yeah, I was going to say Inner Space.
Inner Space
the same
was
thing.
Awesome. Inner Space was basically the same thing. They shrink some ship down. They go into somebody's body. Okay.
Firestarter. I mean...
I kind of sometimes don't care if they remake horror movies sometimes. Because
if they do it right.
If they do it right.
Five Fingers of Death?
Five Fingers of Death.
Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon. I mean, the original was so goofy that, you know, who gives a fuck?
Wasn't Courtney Cox in that?
Was she?
I think she was.
I don't.
Anyway.
Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking where the dude poops ice cream, right?
What?
Isn't it?
No. The fuck, dude?
I don't remember.
What's with you and pooping ice cream?
I might have been
Are you? Wasn't that South Park or something?
That might be what I'm thinking of. Anyway.
The Fly?
The Fly.
The Fly was a remake.
It was a remake, so they're remaking the remake.
Let me tell you something about The Fly. There's a scene in The Fly where the woman, the girl who played the reporter, was saying to her editor, was like, She's like, I need this story. I'm on to something big. And the dude was like, what? His cock? Me and my cousin were like kids. We were like babies. And we thought she meant duty, like poo.
Yeah.
So we were walking around the stores.
Did you ever see, by the way?
Hold on.
Oh, God.
We were walking around the stores going, hey, Tom, are you into something big? Like his cock.
Were people in the store looking at you?
Yes. But we thought we were being funny, and they were looking at us because we were funny. And my mom pulled me to the side. He's like, you need to stop saying that. I'm like,
why? And then she had to.
She said, it means pee-pee. I'm like, what? I'm like, there's two
she
different
called
things.
Called it pee-pee?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was like 10
Did you
or
ever
something.
See the original The Fly? The very first one.
I didn't see the whole thing. I saw bits and pieces.
Okay. Do you remember that the reveal at the end and all that?
What, the end where you see the little fly with the human head going, help me.
Yeah. Dude, I couldn't stop laughing. It's supposed to be a horror movie. And the guy hits it with a rock. Help me. Even as a little kid, it's a horror movie. As a little kid, I'm cracking up at this. You know, and then, of course, just like the Blob, the original Blob, you never seen the creature until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole time, the fly was basically like, this guy's working on a transporter, then nobody sees him, and he's just in the basement all the time. And everybody's talking about how he's gone crazy, and he never leaves the basement. And then at the end of the movie, they go down in the basement, and he's got the fly head and all that shit. That was the whole movie, is everybody discussing that he's disappeared and he's gone crazy. Like, you never seen anything. And then the end. It was the same thing with, like, Psycho. nothing really okay, the beginning, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he's basically talking to himself. Actually, I
mind you, this was back in the day when, you know, we haven't seen all this crazy shit.
Yeah, I know.
So, oh, like,
my grandmother was terrified at Psycho. And to me, I had seen worse shit by then. Seriously. So it wasn't. I mean,
to us, you know, we've seen little creepy bitches walk out through the TV. A fucking dude with a flyhead's like, dude, why are you wearing a flyhead mask?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget when I saw the ring with my friend. And when that scene came on, all you hear is this black woman going, oh, no, she didn't. That little bitch did not crawl out of the TV. Oh, Lord Jesus. Me and my friend were laughing our asses off. We were still creeped out because little fucking creepy bitch crawling out through the TV.
Yeah.
Now, I did see Friday the 13th.
Okay.
That was already remade. It was made with...
What's-his-face from Supernatural.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, dude, you kill these things. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's Friday the 13th, so I'm sure I'll watch it.
The Fugitive? That was a remake of the TV show. Like,
yeah.
I think they just, they've completely run out of ideas.
We're not even covering the fact that all the TV shows that have come out are basically remakes of these old movies and stuff. But anyway, The Fugitive...
I mean, it was good.
By the way, we're already running out of time, and we're only up to F. we're going to have to continue this.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Which I've seen, and I didn't like, and there's like...
Oh, you really didn't like... the original or the remake?
So The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was a remake already?
Well, it was originally made in like Dutch or something.
Oh,
or some fucking... One of those European languages.
I had no idea.
And then it was remade with Daniel Craig and Rooney Mara and shit.
Okay.
I mean, how do you take a chick that hot and just make her like...
Plus, there was a real uncomfortable rape scene in the whole thing.
The Green Hornet,
which was already made by Seth Rogen, right?
Yes, so, I mean,
which I liked.
It was actually pretty... When that fucking guy kicked him through the window, that was hilarious. Now...
Okay, so they're remaking, and why
Green
is this,
Lantern?
Green Lantern. I mean, is this thing not scrolling correctly? It's annoying me. But
do you have a retarded mouse?
I don't know.
The Grudge. A New Take.
Who cares? I'm just skipping it.
Headhunters.
No idea. Okay. So Hellboy.
Now,
I like the original Hellboy.
Mind you, Guillermo del Toro, the guy who filmed both of them, made Blade 2, which I loved.
Yeah.
And then
even
so
with the shitty CGI stuff in Blade 2.
What?
Even with the shitty CGI in Blade 2.
I thought this was going to be awesome. They were all right, but they were like, eh. Like the creatures were amazing to look at. I mean, the creature design was top notch, but the execution, the movie was just dull and boring. Hellraiser. They've made like 9 of those fucking things. Like, how many more do you need?
I know. And it's, I liked the Hellraiser movies. I watched them as a kid and all that. And
I stopped.
Them. I still don't understand Hellraiser. Like, I don't understand what he is.
But it's a John Carpenter movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, John Carpenter, when he makes his movies, they're not made for you to understand. Yeah, they're made to make you creep you out and make you think. Like Prince of Darkness. Well, have you seen that?
Oh, I love Prince of Darkness. Oh, dude, Prince of Darkness was awesome. You know, John Carpenter, I love everything John Carpenter did. The original Assault on Precinct 13 was fucking great. They fucked it up in the remake.
I've never seen either one of them. Well, I'm thinking like
it's
The
dated,
Thing.
But,
you know,
oh, fuck yeah.
Escape from New York.
Which, by the way, I guess it wasn't a remake.
It wasn't a remake. It was technically a prequel.
Technically a prequel, but they called it The Thing.
Did you ever play the video game
for
The Thing?
I did.
Liked
it.
And the ending. The ending when
I don't remember the ending.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The main character comes down on the helicopter, and he's like, he rescues us. I was like, because me and my friend played it at the same time and so on. He's like, holy shit, did you see? I'm like, did you see the... We called each other the same because we pretty much beat it at the same time. So did you see the fucking ending? Holy fucking shit.
So
he's alive.
So I actually like the prequel. It was a remake, but it was a prequel. I don't think they... I think they wanted you to think it was a remake because you really didn't realize...
Well, no, it was definitely a prequel.
It was definitely a prequel. Because at the end, a lot of people didn't realize until that end with the dog that was the beginning of the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people didn't understand that. But you did, if you were a fan or liked the thing and remembered it, you seen the block of ice and all that. You remembered that. So you kind of knew. But anyway, but they called it the thing. They didn't call it the thing.
Origins.
Origins or whatever, you know. The Howling, which it's old enough, I guess. You can go ahead and make that.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Just leave it as is.
That was another one. Like, there are characters, like Buffy was in it, and it's like, but you're Buffy. The fucking kick his ass. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, come on.
I know. It's stupid, but still,
she was also one of the chicks in Scream that got killed, wasn't she?
Was she?
I don't remember.
Anyway. Like Cruel Intentions was totally outside of her character.
Well, yeah.
But even on
plus, she was a brunette.
Even on The Grudge.
Yeah.
It was still like, but you're Buffy. But there was a scene where, you know, she called when she's talking to the main cop, and she's like, you were in the house. I was in that house. That's totally Buffy right there.
Inspector Gadget, which they already did.
Ooh, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Now, if that could be done right.
That was a remake. That was already a remake. Now it's a remake of a remake of a remake.
The Invisible Man. They already did The Invisible Man.
As a TV show.
Hollow Man.
Oh, no, you're right. Hollow Man's, I guess, but a different
title. The same fucking shit.
It is.
Oh, but they did do The Invisible Man as a movie. I'm pretty sure they did.
Okay.
Jacob's Ladder? They just came out with Jumanji. Oh, I guess because it says right there.
Yeah.
That was actually really good.
So this is 2018 is why the Jumanji's up there. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Which sucked a dick to begin with.
So go ahead and remake it.
Yeah, do whatever Please you want do. With that piece of shit.
Okay.
The Legend of Conan. Okay.
We already know they fucked up on the first remake of Conan the Barbarian.
Wait, hold on.
What?
What's that been?
License to Drive.
Is that what that is?
License to Drive with Corey Haim and Corey Feldman and the hot chick, and I don't know her name.
Who gives a shit? But that wasn't that movie shit to begin with? I mean, anything with the two Coreys, with the exception of Lost Boys.
You can make fun of me. I like the two Coreys movies. I like them. I don't know what it is. It's like a nostalgia thing.
I've never seen any of them except Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, of course. Which, by the way, did you see? They made a sequel to Lost Boys with the two Coreys. It was fucking horrible. But
didn't it just have one of them?
I thought it was both of them.
Did they? I never saw it, but I heard about it. Once it had the second Corey, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, but do not remake Lost Boys. Lost Lion Boys is fucking awesome.
The Little Mermaid. Okay? I mean,
yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors. Little Women. Logan's Run.
Okay.
Okay, that could be pretty fucking good. Mm-hmm. I would probably, download that shit.
Yeah, half of these are not going to be purchased.
Not Major League. Are they going to redo Major League?
They're going to redo Major League. Just fucking
make it something else.
Yeah.
You bunch of fucking morons.
What can you add to it? I don't understand. Just
call it baseball movie or something else.
I don't understand what you can add to it, though. You can't. The special effects of today are not going to improve.
Seriously.
I mean, do they just want to try and get rid of anything Charlie Sheen's done or something?
Or they're just trying to cash in on the name itself. Like, it seems like they're really running out of fucking ideas. Manhunt. Maniac Cop?
You don't remember Maniac Cop?
I've never seen that.
Okay, it's a really bad 80s horror movie.
Okay, well, there you go.
But so, yeah, go ahead and remake it. It should be funny.
The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance?
I have no idea.
Who the fuck who shot Liberty? Who the fuck is Liberty Valance that we would even get?
It's an old boy.
Oh, God.
Masters of the Universe. Oh, now, here's my question. Masters of the Universe.
Oh, fucking
God. Isn't that just He-Man?
Yeah, but the show was called Masters of the Universe.
Oh, okay.
It was called He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Oh, I got you.
The toys were called Masters of the Universe.
Okay. So yeah, so hey, here's you always loved He-Man and you can't watch the old cartoons anymore because they're corny.
You know they're gonna fuck it up.
Yeah.
It just
Masters of okay. Here we go.
Oh fucking Christ, no they
They're
didn't.
Remaking
No
The
no,
Matrix.
No, no.
They're remaking the
There's
Matrix.
No fucking way. How?
They're,
on what planet do they think much, this is even?
How much do you want to bet
that if they make it the a fucking girl,
yeah, is going to be female. How much do you want?
Which I would be okay with if they make it a sequel. You know, well,
no, this is a remake.
These I don't want to hear remake shit. Make it. Here's the problem. There's the problem right there.
What?
See the beginning of the third paragraph. The Wachowskis aren't currently involved.
Yeah.
And what's the next? And it's difficult to imagine any potential new installment in the franchise feeling right without them. No.
Of course.
You just fucking. I don't. Yeah. Even though the second and third one weren't as good as the first, you just fucking can't. Unless they do like a Legend of Korra thing, where it gets passed on. Like, you know, the next person, like, you know nothing about the last Avatar.
No,
okay.
No.
Well, anyway, in the last Avatar, you have earthbenders, firebenders, waterbenders, you know, people who can control elements.
Yeah.
But there's one, sort of like the one that can control all four and bring balance to the earth and whatnot. And once one died, another one came up. But even once the first one was a boy named Aang, but he had previous incarnations, and some of them were women, some were men. It wasn't like one or the other. And in the second one, the sequel, after Aang died, Korra became the next Avatar, which I'm cool with that. I'm down with that. And if they do that, like like that, where she becomes the one,
I guarantee you,
I will go with it and I will watch it.
At least,
but do not fucking remake it where it's like the exact same thing, but instead of woman.
At least 60% of these is going to be that, and you know it. All right, we're over an hour at this point, but
just fucking keep going, bitch.
We're just gonna scroll through.
No, just fucking go.
I can't.
Oh, you're a piece of shit mouse.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's a wireless mouse. Let me bring it.
Holy Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay, here we go.
How do you fuck up a mouse? How?
What?
Memento?
I don't even know what is Memento?
It's some dude who only has like a 14-second memory. And so he writes stuff all over his body, like important shit to keep track of.
Is it good?
It was pretty good, but I don't see how they can... Men in Black.
Yeah.
Now, scroll down. Now, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I could go for that.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like the second one sucked a dick.
You can't rewatch Mortal Kombat. I can't.
Really?
I can't get through.
The first one, I can get through. The second one, no. I can't even. That's like Master of the Universe levels of shit.
Yeah, so I.
But the first one was fucking awesome.
Now, a bunch of Disney stuff. What? Why?
Because we're talking about Mortal Kombat. You're scrolling through. I'm like trying to.
I'm trying to get to the next guy. What about Mortal Kombat?
Big deal, you big baby. Well, now it's gone, you fucker.
All right.
Now Mulan, like I don't give a fuck. The Naked Gun, all right, whatever.
Okay, you can, once again.
Wait,
that
hold on.
The Naked. Okay, I know you just seen something. So,
if your fucking mouse would work like a normal fucking mouse.
Okay, all right. So we'll skip Naked Gun and we'll go to.
Because do you even care about Naked Gun?
They already remade Nightmare on Elm Street. No, I don't care about Naked Gun. But however, it's one of those things like Ace Ventura. You cannot make that without Leslie Nielsen. You can't.
Yeah, but
Leslie Nielsen.
But Leslie Nielsen was like a straight shooter. Like you can do that with anybody. Whereas Ace Ventura, Jim Carrey's so over the top and outlandish with this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Leslie Nielsen's whole stick was he was deadpan, but you know, goofy.
Still,
his deadpan goofiness.
I'm not gonna like it.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Truthfully, I don't even care.
They already remade Nightmare on Elm Street. What the fuck are they doing? Nosferatu. Okay. Now that's basically a silent fucking film. I think is it a silent film?
It's a vampire movie.
So go ahead, remake it.
Okay.
Ocean's
now this
11.
One. Have you heard about the remake for this?
Is it all women?
Yep.
Ocean's 11 is going to be all
women.
It's
not called Ocean's 11. It's called Ocean's 8. It's technically a sequel, I believe. And it's all women.
Okay.
Which, I mean, okay. I mean.
Whatever.
Exactly.
I don't actually care.
It's
Ocean's 11. It's a bank robbery.
I don't even give
movie.
A fuck.
Yeah, fuck it. Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary. Oh, no.
Here we go. Now, Police Academy.
Oh, no.
It's going to be all women, right? It's got to be.
I don't know.
It's going to have to be.
Puppet Master. Now, Predator, it can't be a reboot. I read about this. It's not a reboot.
I
believe it's either a direct prequel or a direct sequel, like between Predator and Predator 2. So, remakes, this is definitely not a remake because I do know about this. The guy who wrote the first one.
So how many of these are wrong then, if that's wrong? But anyway, go ahead.
The guy who wrote that, the guy with the glasses who tells the horrible jokes.
I don't know.
Oh, fucking wrong with you, man.
You don't know him either. The guy with the glasses that tells the horrible jokes.
That tells the horrible jokes is like, hey, Treese, you have a big pussy. Hey, Treese, you have a big pussy. Why'd you say that twice? I didn't. That dude.
No idea.
Oh, motherfucker. Anyway, he wrote the first one. He's writing this one, and he's directing it. So it might actually be pretty good. Who knows? Depends on how good he is as a director.
Like you said, I don't mind if they're sequels. Just don't try to replace my originals. Private Benjamin. Let's make that a dude. Let's make Private Benjamin a dude.
I don't even give a fuck. I mean, if you want Pumpkinhead. I mean, it's a horror movie.
Okay. Rambo.
You can't remake Rambo.
Well, apparently you can.
What the fuck?
Red
Sonja. I mean, if you get a hotter chick. Okay, what the fuck?
Resident
what
Evil.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Not that I'm complaining. I'm not complaining about it at all. I love the Resident Evil series.
Yeah.
And so on. With the exception of that third one.
I love the first one.
The third one I hated because it was just sand. But all the others, I loved them. I know it was, they're goofy. They're horrible. But it's one of those horror movies that should just.
The first one.
Oh, the first one's awesome. A classic. The second one was fucking amazing. When she's fighting that big fucking monster and she's like all like.
See, I get, I don't know. When it turns into these big monster things, I liked the original. I just fight her shooting zombies and fucking Doberman.
Well, that's what was the second one. She was like beating the shit out of all of them.
Yeah, Retribution.
But no, but back up.
All right, we already know about Roadhouse. What?
Resident Evil is like, are they going to do a sequel? Or
I don't know.
If they do like a different universe of Resident Evil, I'd actually be pretty cool with that.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. So Roadhouse, we already know. You don't know about Roadhouse?
Man,
well, this is definitely going to be female because it's Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey is
wait, isn't she like in the WWE now?
No.
Scarface.
You go fuck yourselves. I hope horrible things happen. To the people who are making these fucking movies, like
nice.
Scarface, you ever see the Twilight Zone movie where the guy got, you know, the helicopter fell on the dude and he got decapitated? Mm-hmm. That should happen to all those fucking people. Chainsaw, when they try and do the chainsaw scene, chainsaw should malfunction and cut somebody's leg off. You can't. Now, Seven Samurai, I mean,
Didn't
they remake Shaft?
I think they did. I don't even know.
She's all that. That movie actually started good.
Okay.
And then went to shit.
Short Circuit. Okay.
I don't even give a fuck. I mean,
I like Short Circuit. I guess you could do stuff with today's technology that might be, but come on, Short Circuit was all right. Now, Sister Act, why? That's my only question. Why?
I don't even. They're clearly.
She's hiding from the mob, so she becomes a nun.
This is clearly. It's clearly a money grab.
I guess.
That they ran out of ideas.
Just why?
Because.
Why? No one's going to watch it, is my opinion on that. I don't know what Sleepless Night is. Spawn.
If done right.
Okay.
I mean, as like I said, the characters, the monsters were cool. The devil was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But. It was just like,
Now, Splash, I don't understand what you're going to add to Splash. I don't get what you're going to add to it.
Whatever.
Moving on.
Stargate. Okay. Now, I'll tell you right now, I didn't like the movie. I mean, it was okay, mm-hmm. but I was expecting, you know, when they go to another universe, I was expecting like, holy shit kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the show... It's probably one of my favorite shows on the planet.
Yeah.
I love
I never got into the other stuff, the spin-off stuff after.
Don't even worry about
I
it.
I did try Stargate Universe.
Yeah, I sat through that. I sat through the whole thing, and when it finally got good, they ended it.
Okay.
You dumb fucks.
Okay, because I started watching that recently.
But Atlantis, I couldn't give two fucks. But even at the end, when Jack left, mm-hmm. I still sat through it because, you know, I love Teal'c. Samantha,
yeah,
and Daniel,
yep.
I still love them. I mean, Jack was missed a lot.
I didn't watch after that, but it's not because he left. It was just because I kind of just fell off the show. Mm-hmm. But,
oh, I didn't watch it when it ran. I bought my mom the DVD box set. Okay. And I watched all of them.
yeah. No, Stargate was good. So, all right, maybe they'll do a better job on that. But the movie wasn't
where
bad.
Where are you going to? I mean, it wasn't bad. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Starship Troopers.
No. Like, the sequels were just...
Oh, horrific.
That fucking movie... Here's the best part about that movie.
Yeah.
No. When I went to see it, you saw the commercials, right? For Starship Troopers. Do you remember them?
I don't remember them.
It felt like... teenagers playing army.
Yeah.
Then when you watch the movie, I was like, and that's what I expect. My friend wanted to see it. I'm like, I don't want to see this teenage
shit. I know, yeah, look
shit.
Goofy.
Then we watched it. I'm like, this shit is fucking amazing. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was
great. And I remember my mom wanted to see it. I'm like, you don't want to see it? It's like, I want to see it. I'm like, all right. She couldn't sit through half the movie because she was like, this is too gruesome.
Yeah, so I don't know. So that's another one.
Stuart Little.
Stuart.
Strangers on a Train.
Strangers on a Train.
All right.
Superfly. Whatever.
All right. Whatever. What the fuck is that?
What?
Suspiria?
I have no idea.
Now, Sword in the Stone.
Okay.
Have you seen this movie? It was actually, it's one of the first cartoons I can remember seeing.
I probably
in the
did
movie.
At some point.
Because, like, you know, cartoons were always to me like, you know, something you watch at home,
never
going to the movie theater to watch, like, what? Mm. And this was the first one that I saw in the theater. And it was hilarious when he becomes the chipmunk and he's chasing, the chipmunk is chasing, and then Merlin becomes a chipmunk and the fat chipmunk is chasing after him.
I wonder if they're going to try and make it live action.
Yeah. I don't know how that would go. Now, the Ten Commandments. But didn't they did do that.
I don't know. I don't even know. Who
cares? It was with Batman. He was Moses. Batman. Yeah, go figure. I never saw it.
Wait, which Batman?
But just the fact that Batman is playing Moses, like, eh?
You talking about Adam West?
No. Who? Fucking, I can't remember his name. Not the one before Affleck. Yeah, him. Don't worry about it.
That dude. Yeah. I'm bad with names. I know who you're talking about.
Dude, the you got to get a better
the guy
mouse.
That's,
Jesus fucking
the
Christ.
Guy
just scroll normally.
About the lights. Anyway. Terms of Endearment. Who cares?
The Thomas Crown Affair?
No idea.
Time Cop?
Okay, you could remake
that.
You can
now, Tomb Raider.
Okay. You can remake Tomb Raider.
Fucking. The first game that I played of Tomb Raider is possibly one of my favorite games of all time.
The movies were horrible.
The games after that were kind of like, eh. Mm-hmm. But when the movie came out, I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be fucking good.
Angelina Jolie.
It started out good and then just went to shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But the newest one is kind of fucking annoying me because, of course, you know, in this day and age, and real women got to be represented. And blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so she's going to be flat-chested
or
something.
Oh, yeah. She's completely flat-chested.
Yeah.
She's completely flat-chested. I mean, she doesn't even remotely look. She looks like a cute girl next door. She doesn't look like Lara Croft.
Or like Angelina Jolie.
Like even Angelina Jolie can suck my dick, that fucking cunt.
Or she
during
she
the making of that fucking movie, she's like, I want to give her a mohawk. I'm like, bitch, Lara Croft doesn't have a fucking mohawk.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking asshole.
Anyway.
Toxic Avenger.
Toxic Avenger. You can remake Toxic Avenger. That's just
that would
funny.
Be funny to watch.
Now, the funny thing is, I seen a name here, and I don't know what the fuck. Arnold Schwarzenegger interested in taking a supporting role in the Toxic Avenger. Really?
Right.
Anyway, you've seen the Toxic Avenger, right?
Did you
watch any of the Troma films?
The who?
Okay. Toxic Avenger is a Troma film.
What do you mean Troma?
Troma is the name of the company that makes really bad horror movies on purpose. And Toxic Avenger was one of them. Another one is Sergeant Kabuki Man.
What?
You have to watch a Troma film. We need to go through Troma films. That's what we're going to do next time.
Okay.
I'm going to click through some clips or something of Sergeant Kabuki Man. What was it? Something Oh, what the fuck? Newcomb High? Newcomb High is another one. It was basically a high school that, was next to a nuclear power plant, and all the kids were mutants. Anyway, that's what Troma makes horrible horror films on purpose, and they're awesome.
Valley Girl? Okay.
Valley Girl, yeah, whatever. Van Helsing. You could remake Van Helsing. Yeah. That fucking sucked.
The only reason that movie was...
Yep, here we go. Now, I know I just cut him off because I scrolled down any scene, which I think is the last one on the list. It might be War Games.
Fuck you. Just fuck you.
See, now we, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, we broke him. He's done screaming. He has shut down completely because he just seen that War Games is being remade, which... You know what? Maybe it'll be a sequel of some kind instead. But War Games is just, it's a fucking classic.
Just call it something else.
Now, granted, if kids watch it today and the guy, you know, hacks into the computer by taking his phone off the hook and putting it onto the modem, it might throw some kids off trying to watch that and relate to it. But it's a classic. Just watch War Games. Why do you have to remake it?
Just call it something else.
Which, by the way, War Games is the beginning and end of our podcast. The audio. But anyway.
Some Resident Evil.
We're going to have to watch it. Yeah, right. Resident, we had a little... You're going to have to watch. Most of these, you're going to have to watch.
I'll wait till it's on Netflix or something.
Of course. But
I just...
First of all, I wait for Netflix for every... I don't go to the theater for anything. Even the shit I really like and want to see, I wait till it comes out. I don't...
Well, I only went if it was like Star Wars. I would go.
I only go to the theater.
After this Last Jedi, I'm done. And the next one is Solo, which I know they're going to fuck up completely. And did I tell you why I saw Jumanji?
No.
I went and saw Jumanji in the theaters because at my house... My mom decided to bring everybody over.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I can't go. I just left the house. I'm like, no. It was funny because I'm walking out of the house and mom's calling my name. I'm just like, nope. And I just kept walking. And my dad called me and he's, you know, he wanted to wish me because this was over Christmas. He wanted to wish me a Merry Christmas. And he's like, "Where? What are you doing?" I'm like, I just need to get out of the house because mom has family over. I just can't. And he's like, I just don't know what to do. So I'm chilling. So he's like, why don't you go see a movie? I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't even think about that. Because that's how anti-going to the movie theater I am.
No, I'm worse than you because I will not go to a movie theater. Like, my friends get pissed off at me because I will only go to the movies if it's a 3D movie. It's the only reason because 3D is the only experience I can't get at home. Why the fuck would I sit on a sticky chair where people spilled their soda and fucking teenagers making out in the fucking back row? And people with their fucking phones glowing in their face while they have to tweet people. Yeah, I'm in a movie theater fucking ruining people's experience. Isn't it fun, you fucking retards? So, no, I will not go to the movie theater unless it's in 3D. And because you can't get a 3D experience at home, even though they ripped a whole bunch of people off with 3D TVs of years ago. It never
those
worked.
Poor bastards who actually bought those fucking TVs.
So this is,
man.
WA for War Games. I don't think this is the last one, so we'll just scroll. Okay.
Warriors?
The Warriors.
I mean, I never saw the original.
Oh, really?
No.
Warriors come out to play.
Yeah, I know that scene, but I've never seen the movie.
The Warriors was great, but it's dated. Like, they're fighting with switchblades. What gangs use switchblades nowadays? Switchblades and baseball bats. And Warriors
and
was
they're
great.
They're wearing like...
As kids, we loved
vests and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So I don't know if it's going to... I mean... Just make a gang movie. You don't have to remake The Warriors.
Oh, there we go. There's a good remake right there. What? It. Did you see It?
Yes.
That shit was fucking crazy.
Yes. No. I it was good, but I didn't love it.
Really?
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. And as funny as it sounds, I like the original better.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I thought it was kind of, I mean, the clown was creepy. That was the only redeeming quality of the original was the clown was like the guy who played the clown was a bad motherfucker. Well,
apparently now they're thinking of making now it's going to be because if you remember the original, they did flashbacks. They had the adults and then the kids, and they would go back and forth between the two.
Yeah.
The remake was just the kids.
Yeah.
So now they're going to do the
adult version. Which I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I mean,
the original wasn't in two parts.
Mm-hmm. No. The original was
When it was originally played, like the whole thing altogether, isn't it like 4 hours long or something?
Yeah. No,
because remember the first part.
It was when, a TV.
In the original, when they were coming back, one of the guys like slit his throat and wrote it on the wall, and that was the end of the first part. And then part two was like the next day.
That was the beginning when he slit his wrist.
Was it?
It was like
okay, maybe I dude. Last time I watched it was when it was played live broadcast. That's how long it's been since I watched it. Who doesn't matter.
It was a miniseries. It was a TV miniseries. So I don't know how they broke it up, but I remember
Weird Science.
Which I liked Weird Science.
Who didn't like Weird Science?
Who didn't want to make Kelly LeBrock come out of their fucking computer? The only thing that sucked for them is she never obeyed any of them.
And she never fucked them.
They
never fucked her. They didn't even take a shower with her naked. They took a shower with their clothes on.
She did, however, get them laid because just hanging around with her made them cool. And so they were able to get the hot chicks. And it was one of the first Charlie Sheen movies. Not Charlie Sheen.
Robert Downey.
Robert Downey Jr., yeah. Anyway, White Man Can't Jump.
I didn't give a fuck. The Wild Bunch?
The Wild Bunch.
Not another Wolfman. Not another... Oh, give me a fucking... Did you see the remake?
I did. It was horrible.
The only good thing was what's-her-name's boobs heaving when she was breathing. That was it.
See, that doesn't draw me in. There's internet
porn. Oh, no, when I was watching it, I didn't go see the movie to see her tits heaving. No,
I went to see... I'll tell you why I saw that movie. Because the fucking trailer was awesome. The trailer, when they did that fucking scene where he's strapped to the chair and he basically did the Hulk thing. Like, you don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry. And then they just cut. Like, you're waiting for that part where he's just going to destroy the fucking room. And then the movie shows up, that scene comes up, and he's strapped in the chair, and I'm on the edge of my seat, and it's going to fucking happen. And he just breaks out and runs down the street.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? That was so anticlimactic. But the trailer was awesome. But yeah, they could remake. They could remake the remake because that remake sucked.
Zorro Reborn?
Who cares?
Well, that's the end of the list.
That's the end
Happy
of the,
we got to the end of the list?
We did get to the end of the list. Do we want to read any of the comments? No.
Gives a probably some more comments like me. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Blade, are you fucking at War Games? Big Trouble in Little China? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Now, the only saving grace in any of this is when they come out, we get to bitch about them, and we can still go back to the originals. And enjoy them. And we're at like an hour and a half.
I don't know how are they going to remake
The Matrix.
Like that's crimes against humanity.
It is.
We need to call the UN.
Once again, female lead. I guarantee
you. Which, if they make it a sequel. Well, The Predator is supposedly a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
If they make this a sequel, and even if it's a woman... I'd be down with it. If it's a woman like Jessica Biel or you know.
Now it could be a sequel or a prequel because he was the one.
But if
because he was the, reborn.
But all the prequels would have to be Keanu because remember in that scene where he goes and sees the architect? All those images where they're all speaking at the same time was all Keanu.
Yes, but the other characters in the show were all talking about how their leader was reborn into Neo, and actually he was reborn into both Neo and Agent Smith is how that if you there's a couple of videos you could watch about how Neo isn't the one. Well, first of all, he is, but they make a case that Agent Smith is actually the one because he's the only one that actually changes anything in the Matrix. Neo just reacts to shit. Agent Smith's fucking replicating himself. If you're talking about the sequels, if you go through the sequels, he's replicating himself. He's changing shit in the Matrix. But basically, what you come to the conclusion of...
No, because he became a virus.
Anyway.
That's why he changed. He's not the one. He's a fucking virus. I mean, it's a computer
there
world.
There are little things. If you watch
something
the video.
When Neo flew into him and exploded him, it changed his DNA structure, his programming, and he became a virus.
But actually,
and that's what viruses do. They go in, they destroy what they go into and replicate themselves.
I don't agree that Agent Smith is the one, but somebody else made the case.
Oh, they're fucking stupid.
When he jumped into him, that they actually merged, that they're both two halves of the one. Anyway, who cares? But the point is that Neo was supposed to be the reincarnation of this other dude, right? Their leader, whoever the fuck. Did they even say his name? I don't even know.
No, he just says.
So it could be a prequel of whoever he is the reincarnation of. I have no idea. No,
they got to do straight sequel.
With the female
lead. The breakdown. And the peace or the treaty breaks down, and now they got the one needs to come back again, and now it's female and she kicks ass. I don't care. I'll be good with that, but not a fucking direct remake. No.
What if it turns out to be Sarah Michelle Gellar and it's actually Buffy in The Matrix? Anyway, so that's the list that's coming up, and I don't know if it's 2018. This can't be all these movies in 2018.
Why not? I mean, well, it says currently, so... Wait, Tron 3?
Well...
Oh, that's not...
That's not a remake. That's just a commercial of some kind. No. Actually, hang on. Oh, wait, no. This is a car commercial before it. Where's the fucking volume?
What are you doing, dude?
I was trying to turn up the volume so we could see what The Matrix 3 is about.
The Tron 3.
Oh, sorry. The Tron 3. But it's muted, so fuck it. Anyway, let's end this thing. It's already at an hour and a half.
All right, big baby.
I got to work in the morning. Yeah, you get to be off.
Strange game. The only winning move is not to play.